Now it's time for Power of Prophecy, continuing the legacy of Tex Mars, exposing evil, and promoting Jesus Christ as Savior. Here's your host, Jerry Barrett.
Hello, friends, and welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. I'm your host, Jerry Barrett. Honored to have you join me again this week. You know, there is a lot going on. We hear constantly in the news that this virus and this virus and blah, 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 and we got measles and we got all kinds of maladies affecting the population globally. And you have to ask yourself, is it just to rig an election, or is it part of a bigger agenda? Now, here in America, it's easy to believe that they're pushing these viruses and so-called mass casualty events on stealing another election like they did in 2020. Mail-in ballots, drop-off boxes, all of the above. But this is a global issue that is probably part and parcel with the gain-of-function research that Fauci, the overlord, funded through his apparatus. But we all know that there is a plan. There is a plan to depopulate this planet. It was spelled out in the Georgia Guidestones that we needed to get down to about 500 million people inhabiting planet Earth. But if you look in God's Word, it does not say anything about depopulation. If you go to Genesis 1, verse 22, says, "And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply." But he didn't stop there. Again, in Genesis 1, verse 28, it says, "And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it." Now, we are supposed to be good stewards of the gift that God has given us here on earth. And for a long time, we weren't. But our apathy as a nation has given power to those who want to implement a depopulation agenda. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. This program is entitled Depopulation Through Food Modification. This was spurred on by a conversation I had with my beautiful bride, Leslie. And we know that there is a plan. The Illuminati, the elite, the powers that be, however you want to classify this cabal of the rich and the powerful, they all have an agenda. And they want servants, but they want room to roam. But the people that are pushing this depopulation agenda, these are the people that support ungodly methods of control, like abortion, euthanasia, forced sterilization. Abortion is in direct conflict with what the Bible teaches. Our Heavenly Father's word says in Psalms 127 verse 3, "Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord." Children are special. People are special. Why are we pushing to kill these children? Governments are easily corrupted, and ours is infiltrated with corrupt politicians. They mismanage our resources. But they're not the only ones. The lobbyists that push these agendas on these little puppets whose only job is to get reelected. That's the only job that a politician has. They covet the fame and the power. And more so the power than the fame. But who pays the lobbyists? It is the corporations. And these corporations are striving to have more control of our food supply because hungry people make good slaves. Now, if you look at our planet, there is an issue with high population, high density in certain areas. But if you look at the, I think we just hit a little over 8 billion people on the planet, they would all fit in the state of Texas. There was somebody that did a study, and I read this a while back, and they would have enough space in the state of Texas alone for everybody to live. And it also said that in Africa, if you excluded the Sahara Desert, but in Africa, there would be enough space in that continent for everybody to live. So the problem is how we have distributed the population. And think about this. I've talked about this. Pat McShay has talked about this. But they are looking to come up with 15-minute cities. And everything you need will be self-contained in that 15-minute city. You can walk, you can bike, or you can take a tram to do all of your business, go to work, the whole nine yards, within 15 minutes of your abode. And we all know that Klaus Schwab's group, the World Economic Forum, has pushed the mantra, you will own nothing and you will like it. This is part and parcel with this depopulation agenda. If we are good stewards with the resources that we have been given, blessed with, then the problem is not that we have too many people on this planet. Remember the quote from Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh? He said, quote, if I were reincarnated, I would wish to be returned to Earth as a killer virus to lower human population levels. Prince Philip, that's his quote. We know that there are plans by the New World Order to depopulate our planet by 7 billion, with a B, 7 billion people or more. They want to get it down to around 500 million people. Now, if there's a little more, then that's okay. But they want to reduce the population. There are many methods that these evil tyrants have conjured up. There are three that are being deployed today. One of them is unsustainable, exploitative, international develop, which leads to massive hunger, starvation, and famine worldwide. At least 40 million people die of starvation every year. Another method is war. What do we got going on in Ukraine, in Israel and Palestine? War. And finally, and probably most importantly, is the creation and spread of infectious diseases that lead to a global pandemic. Or as we found out in the COVID-19 hoax, scamdemic. There are still other methods. You can poison and contaminate the planet's food supply. You can introduce deadly pharmaceutical drugs. I've talked about weather modification. That's another way. They're triggering earthquakes, volcanic eruptions, tsunamis through electromagnetic weapons. All of this I've covered. Tex talked about this. So the final solution is to reduce the population, and the elite are looking to create a super bioweapon virus that will create a global kill-off pandemic. Bill Gates has even hinted at this. But lo and behold, there was a professor at the University of Texas here in Austin at the Distinguished Scientist of 2006 this professor, an ecologist by the name of Eric Pianca, claimed that 90% of his fellow human beings must die in order to save the planet. Professor Pianca said Earth as we know it will not survive without drastic measures. He did not present any data to justify this number. He asserted that the only feasible solution to saving the Earth is to reduce the population to 10% of the present number. He then proceeded to show solutions for reducing the world's population. He said famine won't do it. Instead, disease offered the most efficient and fastest way to kill billions of people to solve the population crisis. Disease. He claimed that AIDS is not an efficient killer because it's too slow. His favorite virus candidate to eliminate 90% of our population was an airborne Ebola virus. He says it's highly lethal and kills in days, not years. Now, he failed to claim that those who die of Ebola die a slow and torturous death because it attacks the internal organs and turns them to mush. And the healthier you are, the longer it lasts, and the pain is excruciating. If you've ever read Tom Clancy's book, Executive Decision, in this fiction book, Clancy posits that an Ebola virus, an airborne Ebola virus, is unleashed on America because the Muslims are looking to do away with us. They're attacking our economy and the resolve of American people. Now, this is fiction, but in fiction, there is a lot of truth. And it talks about this Ebola virus being in an aerosol can unleashed at conventions. Now, it didn't have the potency that they wanted, but it happened. Then, in another Clancy book, he talks about another group of scientists taking this Ebola virus and manipulating it, gain-of-function research. Although that's not the word he used in the book, that's exactly after we've experienced what happened with the flu on steroids or the COVID-19 virus, that's exactly what they were doing in this work of fiction. But who's to say that they aren't doing it now? You hear constant reports about Chinese labs creating different viruses. There were labs in California. I don't know what they were working on. I haven't done the deep dive on that. But there were biological warfare research facilities in Ukraine. We found out about that after the Russian invasion. All of a sudden, it came to the fore. But I've got a clip of this professor who appeared on Tucker Carlson's show way back when Tucker was on, I think it was CNN or CNBC, one of the CNN, CNBC, one of the fish wraps. But he was on the program with Eric Pianca, and this is what the professor had to say.
We need to get down to sustainable levels. We passed those back in the 80s. I'm not advocating any kind of homicide or anything. I've been misquoted and abused, and my words and views have been distorted and twisted by fools. There are too many of us on this earth, and we are taking too much of the earth and too many habitats, and there are more people on this earth than earth can support, and there were 25 years ago. People in India and Bangladesh and Pakistan and Afghanistan and Africa in very bad shape. The point of my talk, which has been widely distorted and misinterpreted, was that we have taken too much of the surface of the earth and that we're not leaving anything for anything else. I'm an ecologist. I need wild animals in pristine natural environments to study my discipline. And we are destroying those at an incredible rate, and we haven't stopped. And humans are now using half of the surface of the earth and more than half the fresh water. and half of the solar energy that hits this Earth. That means we've left only half of it for all the other denizens of this planet.
I have two granddaughters, and I'm very concerned for their future. I'm not sure in 18 years what it's going to look like, but it's going to be awful. We are an epidemic waiting to happen. And because we're so mobile and so dense, we can get on airplanes and fly across oceans. Disease is going to spread fast. And the people who've studied this, the epidemiologists
that's a common view,
and medical people are very, very concerned about the next pandemic. I'm not saying anything is good. I'm saying if we don't control our population, the microbes will.
Wow. His views and his speech was distorted. When you talk about killing 90% of the population on the entire planet, that makes you a monster. That makes you evil. That makes you an antichrist. Because what did the Bible say? It says, be fruitful and multiply. It didn't say, go out and kill your neighbor with some kind of virus. That's evil, pure evil. Here is another one. This was Bill Gates, and I know I've played this for you before, but this is part and parcel with what's going on with the depopulation agenda that the elite are pushing on us. This is a TED Talk. I think it was in 2010 when Bill Gates gave this TED Talk. Now, there are people that are pro-Bill Gates, and there are people who claim that they are not pro-Bill Gates, but they don't want to be classified as a conspiracy theorist. And they're saying that people like me have taken this TED Talk about depopulation the wrong way. We have distorted it. But this is Bill Gates in his own words. I'm not making this up. This is Bill Gates. Here we go.
You've got a thing on the left, CO2, that you want to get to zero. And that's going to be based on the number of people, the services each person's using on average, the energy on average for each service, and the CO2 being put out per unit of energy. So let's look at each one of these and see how we can get this down to zero. Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero. Now, that's back from high school algebra. But let's take a look. First, we've got population. Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
What is misspoken about? He wants to reduce the population 10 to 15%. His dad was a eugenicist. Bill Gates is a eugenicist. They want to get rid of the useless eaters. So we can use vaccines or we can use abortion, basically, to get rid of, reduce the population. That is still an antichrist statement. But Bill Gates is not a good human being. Let me just put it that way. His foundation, him and Melinda Gates, their foundation, paid out or approved for future payment roughly $23 million in grants to Chinese government organizations during its 2022 reporting period. This is according to tax documents. The majority of these grants were for projects related to public health research and analysis, including several projects involving diseases and vaccine delivery. What is killing most of the people now? The jab. Myocarditis, pericarditis, advanced cancers, autoimmune deficiency because of this jab, this mRNA messenger RNA vaccine. So-called vaccine, this jab is killing people. And that's part and parcel with population reduction. The Gates Foundation also funded Chinese universities that perform defense work for the Chinese military. What did Tex talk about in Die America Die? He talked about China taking over as a leader of the New World Order. Bill Gates is funding it. And I saw a report today where Xi Jinping, the leader of China, said that him and Bill Gates have been buddies for a long time. His dear friend, he said. So that would explain why Bill Gates and his foundation are funneling $23 million in grants to the Chinese government. The Gates Foundation also contributed $100,000 to the China Ministry of Science and Technology for Global Health Awareness. It also funded China's National Health Commission to the tune of $3.2 million. Some American lawmakers have accused the National Health Commission of being complicit in China's COVID-19 cover-up. This is an article written by Robert Schmad in the WesternJournal.com talking about Bill Gates' foundation getting busted. This is part of the plan, the great plan to depopulate the planet. And they are looking in other areas. There was, at the World Economic Forum, I believe it was, Dr. Matthew Lau talked about using human engineering to make people intolerant to meat, another jab. Listen to this mess.
I'll give two examples. So one is that people eat too much meat, right? And if they were to cut down on their consumption of meat, then it would actually really help the planet. But people are not willing to give up meat. Yeah, you know, some people will be willing to, but other people, they may be willing to, but they have a weakness of will. They say, wow, this steak is just too juicy. I can't do it. I'm one of those, by the way. But so here's the thought, right? So it turns out that we know a lot about, so there, we have these intolerance. For example, I have milk intolerance. Some people are intolerant to crayfish. So possibly we can use human engineering to make it the case that we're intolerant to certain kinds of meat, to certain kinds of bovine proteins. And there's actually analogs of this in life. There's this thing called the long star tick, where if it bites you, you will become allergic to meat. So that's something that we can do through human engineering. We can kind of possibly address really big world problems through human engineering.
Address big human problems through human engineering. They're using the guise of the climate change scare hoax to push this. And people are so gullible, they're buying it. But Bill Gates was recently interviewed and he talked about all of the new vaccines that they're coming up with. Listen to this.
We will have new vaccines. We'll have a TB vaccine, malaria vaccine, HIV vaccine, and even things like COVID vaccines. We need to make them have longer duration, more coverage, and we're going to change instead of using a needle to use a little patch. So the pandemic really highlighted that we've been underinvested in those innovations.
Underinvested in the innovations of creating all of these new vaccines. If you've read Ed Hendry's book, Vaccine Danger, you know that this is a hoax. But they are pushing this on all the controlled media outlets, YouTube, Google, in the tech world, to try to mind control people to accept all of these new jabs. And Gates talked about it's not going to be a needle, it's going to be a patch. If you remember when I first talked to Dr. Carrie Mate, she talked about Lucifer rays being part of this patch. A bunch of tiny little needles that is on a patch that gets put on your body so that all of this Lucifer rays so-called vaccine can get into your blood system. What better way to get rid of population than through this advanced medicine, as they're calling it, to immunize people? Well, actually, it's poisoning people. Because look at what the jab is doing to people. Gosh, I don't know how many times I have to keep saying this. But they're killing people with these jabs, and we don't know what is going to happen 5 years down the road. 5 years after they started giving this jab, how many people are going to just drop dead because of this jab? Now, at the World Economic Forum, the Wall Street Journal's Rebecca Blumenstein interviewed Bill and Melinda Gates. And Melinda had something interesting to talk about as far as Africa and the Agro Dealers Network. Listen to this.
We are quite focused on smallholder farmers because the predominant number of Africans farming today are smallholder farmers. And they're on pieces of land that are less than 2 hectares. So it's quite a small farm. There are agro dealers that exist in these countries. We need to get that network up and running, just like we've got the vaccine network up and running and getting vaccines out, getting up and running so they're teaching people proper planting, proper fertilizer, proper irrigation, and getting them new seeds as they come out. There's fantastic technology going on for pest-resistant seeds, for drought-resistant seeds, flood-resistant seeds as the rains come at different times. And so as people are educated about them and they start to see their neighbors getting, you know, a third more yield off their farm, they say, I want those. So getting those systems up and running. Again, one of the most promising places we see that happening is Ethiopia today. They really have gotten their infrastructure and agriculture working. And that will lift up, not just farmers are on their own farm, so they have more to eat, but they can put it on the local market and it lifts up the economy.
So it sounds utopian, doesn't it? But these are genetically modified seeds. These are not the seeds that were given us by God to be good stewards of. These are GMOs that create a higher yield, and it benefits who? Not the farmer. It benefits big corporation, because who is creating these seeds? Tex talked about this in Days of Hunger, Days of Chaos, and I'm going to tell you how to get a copy of the book. We have cut the price in half because this information is vital for you to have. But by using GMO seeds with a Terminator gene in it, which means that you can't take the seeds and replant those seeds next year. They won't grow. So you have to buy seeds from these big corporations every year. And that's why Melinda Gates said we need to improve the agro dealers network. We need to get it off the ground, running, so that big corporations can keep making massive profits. This isn't to benefit and feed people. She threw out the economy boost. She threw out big business. No, that's not anything that will be beneficial. And Bill Gates is a huge proponent of GMOs. And he talks about it here in this interview with Rebecca Blumenstein. Here's part of it.
The Africans, it's up in the air. And, you know, Kenya just approved a BT maize. The Europeans have decided they don't want to use it, most of them, which is fine. They're not facing malnutrition and starvation. If they want to pay a premium for food of a kind, it's not a huge deal. The U.S., China, Brazil are using these things. And if you want farmers in Africa to improve nutrition and be competitive on the world market, you know, as long as the right safety things are done, that's really beneficial. It's kind of a second round of the Green Revolution. Mm-hmm. And so the Africans, I think, will choose to let their people have enough to eat.
But at what expense, Bill? Are you sure these are healthy? Because people are having health issues because of GMOs and pesticides. And I'm going to get into that in the second half, but I want to finish the first half with Bill Gates imploring that genetically modified foods are good.
Yeah, what are called GMOs are done by changing the genes of the plant. And it's done in a way where there's a very thorough safety procedure. And it's pretty incredible because it reduces the amount of pesticide you need, raises productivity, can help with malnutrition by getting vitamin fortification. And, you know, so I think for Africa, this is going to make a huge difference, particularly as they face climate change, the increased productivity and resilience mm-hmm. of the seeds, most of which will come from the new scientific technique. So the gene editing just allows that to be done in a more precise way than it's ever been done in the past. So it'll accelerate the rate of innovation.
Accelerate the rate of innovation while we reduce the population. Well, that's going to take care of the first half. I want to thank you for giving me some of your time. We're going to have to take a brief pause, and when I come back, I have got a ton to cover. You're listening to Power of Prophecy. Stay with us, won't you? I'll be right back. Hello, friends. Jerry Barrett back with you again. Newspaper headlines will scream, nothing to eat. Hungry mobs panic and riot. Are we, in fact, about to suffer disastrous food shortages? Will an angry and desperate people strike back in rage, giving a corrupt government the pretext to set up a frightening police state? Days of Hunger, Days of Chaos reveals the horrifying truth about a monumental plot to starve Americans and the people of the world into submission. The coming great hunger will come upon us suddenly, at an instant, astonishing all with its ferocity and total devastation. The book of Revelation warns of deadly famine and pestilence that will overtake the world in the last days. We now face the ominous reality of mass suffering and death. It will be hell on earth, a fierce and brutal time of utter misery and despair. In this stunning investigative report, Tex Mars reveals how these incredible prophecies are quickly coming to pass. Here are just some of the probing questions this groundbreaking book answers in its investigation into the coming great food crisis. Does the Rockefeller Foundation control the seeds of 95% of the Earth's major cereal crops of wheat, barley, and corn? Is there a global seed conspiracy to place total ownership of the world's seeds and ultimately the survival of mankind itself in the hands of an elite cartel of multinational corporations? Why are spy satellites being used to monitor and control the crop production of farmers? Will the United Nations Biodiversity Treaty force farmers and small property owners to abandon their homes and lands and resettle in approved government metro areas? What top secret government projects are designed to use weather, viruses, bacterial pestilences, and other scientific tools to manipulate and diminish the Earth's food crops? Are the police powers of the federal government being used to taunt, harass, intimidate, frighten, impoverish, imprison, and sometimes kill farmers, ranchers, and small landowners who oppose the takeover of our food supply? Are pre-planned and contrived food shortages on the way, with small farmers being purposely driven out of business? Will a starving and desperate American populace be left begging for federal government saviors to solve the crisis? Hungry people will make good slaves. You will read all of this and find out so much more in Tex Mars' outstanding book, Days of Hunger, Days of Chaos, The Coming Great Food Shortages in America. It is a 238-page book that was $20, but right now we're offering it for $10. You get a 50% discount right off the bat. How's that? Please add $6 shipping and handling. That'll make your total $16. You can order your copy by phoning us toll-free in the United States and Canada at 1-800-234-9673. Again, that's 1-800-234-9673. If you care to phone us on our regular line, that number is 512-263-9780. We're in the office Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Time. We accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express. You can use those charge cards at our secure shopping cart as well. Just go to powerofprophecy.com, powerofprophecy.com. There's an ad for Days of Hunger right there on the main page. Click on it, put in your name, address, charge card, shipping method, hit submit. We'll get it coming to you. If you want to send in a check, money order, or cash, please make your check or money order payable to Power of Prophecy, and you can mail it to us here at 4819 R.O. Drive, Suite 102, Spicewood, Texas, and our zip code is 78669. $16 postpaid for Days of Hunger, Days of Chaos. If you don't have a copy in your library, you need to get one now. Okay, and now let's return to our regular program. Today we're talking depopulation through food modification. Now, we all assume that our food is safe to eat, but more than 10,000 chemicals are allowed in food that is sold in the United States. Almost 99% of food chemicals introduced since 2000 were green-lighted for use by food and chemical companies rather than the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration. Many of these chemicals are associated with major health harm. This includes increased risk of cancer, developmental harm, and hormone disruption. The hormone disruption can be seen every day with the nut jobs that are cross-dressing. Am I right? If you have hormone disruption, they're going to think that they're supposed to be a girl when they're a boy, right? And it's all because of the food and the chemicals that are in it. There is a legal loophole that allows foods to be classified as generally recognized as safe. You like that? Generally recognized as safe. Food and chemical companies have exploited this classification for decades. So instead of the FDA determining which food chemicals are safe to consume, the manufacturers of these substances decide. The Environmental Working Group, or EWG, puts out annually a guide on foods to avoid, foods to eat, chemicals to avoid. And in this report from EWG.org, it has the Dirty Dozen food chemicals, the top 12 to avoid. Here are some of the worst offenders that are currently on the market. Nitrates and nitrites. These are preservatives used in cured meats. They have been linked to stomach cancer, esophageal cancer, and possibly brain and thyroid cancer. There is potassium bromate. This is possibly a human carcinogen that is added to flour that's used in packaged baked goods. There's propylparaben, a preservative used in pastries and some tortillas. It causes developmental and reproductive harm. There's butylated hydroxyanisole, or BHA. It's a preservative used in cured meats and other foods. It's a possible carcinogen. There's butylated hydroxytoluene, or BHT. This is a preservative found in cereals and other foods. It's also possibly a human carcinogen. There's TBHQ, I'm going to try to pronounce this, butylhydroquinone. It's a preservative used in Pop-Tarts and other processed foods. Now, I'm going to admit, I was a huge Pop-Tart junkie. But my wife found out about these things, and she refuses to buy me Pop-Tarts. This TBHQ could harm the immune system. There's titanium dioxide. It's a color additive used mostly in candy and may damage your DNA. There's brominated vegetable oil, or BVO. It's used to stabilize citrus flavors in sodas and fruity drinks. It can cause neurological harm. There's PFAS, P-F-A-S. It's used in food packaging and are known to leach into the food itself. They increase the risk of cancer and damage the immune and reproductive systems. Artificial colors. Oh, we don't think anything about seeing these on the label when you look at it. Artificial colors. But these synthetic food dyes can be found in all kinds of food and beverages. We're talking about red 3, red 40, yellow 5, yellow 6, blue 1, blue 2, and green 3. All of these food dyes can affect development and cause behavioral difficulties in children. So we get to artificial sweeteners. Saccharin, equal. These can affect the hormones that regulate metabolism. Why do you think we're such an obese nation now? These artificial sweeteners. There are also heavy metals. Metals like mercury, lead, cadmium, arsenic. These heavy metals are found in many baby foods. They can slow growth and development, increase cancer risk, and lead to behavioral and learning difficulties. Now, part of the kids beating up teachers that we see in the news here and there could be bad parenting, could be non-existent parenting, but how much of it could be from the chemicals in baby food? But they don't do enough research on these things. And there are a number of foods that we eat here in America that are banned in other places around the world because of additives. Farm-raised salmon is one of them. This salmon is fed astaxanthin, A-S-T-A-X-A-N-T-H-I-N, that gives it the coral color. This is a petrochemical that is banned for consumption in Australia and New Zealand. But we readily eat our salmon that's fed this stuff. Dairy with RBST or RBGH hormones. These artificial hormones stimulate milk production. The FDA claims there is no difference in the milk produced by cows treated with a hormone. But if that's the case, why does Canada and the European Union ban it? Here's another one, Mountain Dew. How many of you have used Mountain Dew for the high sugar and the high caffeine that's in it as a pick-me-up in the morning after a long night? Mountain Dew uses BVO or brominated vegetable as an emulsifier. BVO is banned in Japan and the European Union because it contains bromine. Bromine is found in flame retardants. It can build up in the body and lead to memory loss as well as skin and nerve problems. Another one, chicken produced in the United States get washed in chlorine to reduce the risk of spreading diseases and illnesses like salmonella. The United Kingdom and the European Union ban chlorine washing of chicken, and they claim it promotes unsanitary farming practices. Can't be good. Meat with ractopamine, R-A-C-T-O-P-A-M-I-N-E. Farmers use this to increase lean muscle growth in livestock, including 40 to 60% of American pigs. 160 nations, including the European Union, Russia, and China, banned the use of this drug in meat production. Now, I'm not a fan of these, but Little Debbie Swiss rolls. They contain food dyes, yellow number 5 and red number 40. They are available in the European Union, but they have to carry a warning because they cause adverse effects in children. Norway and Austria have banned these little treats outright. How about Arby's sourdough breakfast bread, croissant, and French toast sticks? They use a chemical azodicarbonamide as a whitening agent and dough conditioner. Its use is decreasing in America because of concerns that it is a carcinogen, but the FDA still permits it. Frosted Flakes, Honey Bunches of Oats, and Rice Krispies. All of these contain BHT, a flavor enhancer. It has long been studied for potential carcinogenic properties. It is banned in Japan and European Union. Coffee Mate. Trans fats like the partially hydrogenated soybean and cottonseed oils in Coffee Mate are linked to heart disease and were officially banned in the U.S. as of June 18, 2018, but they still linger in the U.S. food supply. They're banned in many countries such as Switzerland, Austria, Hungary, Iceland, Norway, and Denmark. Stovetop stuffing. It contains the preservatives BHA and BHT that are suspected to be carcinogenic and impair blood clotting. Banned in the United Kingdom, Japan, and several other European countries. Another guilty pleasure, drumstick frozen dairy desserts. I love drumsticks, but I don't get to eat them anymore. They use carrageenan for texture in its ice cream. This additive is derived from seaweed and can affect the human digestive system. Skittles. Who hasn't wanted to taste the rainbow? They look so yummy. But they contain food dyes yellow number 5, yellow number 6, and red number 40. They've been known to have adverse effects on children, these food dyes. Wheat Thins. To add to the freshness, Nabisco adds BHT to the packaging. Gatorade. Contains food dyes yellow 5 and yellow 6. Pop-Tarts contain food dyes yellow 5, yellow 6, and red 40 that are all deemed safe to eat here in America but are partially banned in the EU. Lucky Charms, same thing, yellow 5, yellow 6, red 40. Bread tainted with potassium bromate. Potassium bromate is added to bread dough as a strengthener that creates a higher rise, reduces baking time and cost, and gives finished loaves bright white color. This chemical is linked to cancer, nervous system damage, and kidney damage. Potassium bromate is banned in the UK, Canada, Peru, and many other countries. Tostitos salsa con queso dip contains yellow dye number 5 and number 6. Ritz crackers. This is the third leading cracker brand in America. It contains partially hydrogenated cottonseed oil, which is a trans fat currently banned domestically in many other countries like Switzerland, Austria, Hungary, Iceland, Norway, and Denmark. Pillsbury biscuits contain trans fats in the form of partially hydrogenated soybean oil known to cause heart disease. Betty Crocker fudge brownie mix contains trans fats in the form of partially hydrogenated soybean and or cottonseed oil. Pillsbury pie crust, banned in the UK, Japan, and parts of Europe because it contains both BHA and BHT. Pillsbury crescent rolls. These contain artificial colors, yellow number 5, red number 40. I mean, these are foods that we're allowed to eat here in America that are banned in other countries. Why is this not more readily known? Why are food companies allowed to say that it's okay? It's not, but they say it's okay, so they push it on us. Now, trans fats were banned by the FDA, but the loophole that allows them in the form of emulsifiers and preservatives, it's crazy. It's hidden in the food supply under the names monoglycerides and diglycerides. Trans fats are hidden, which circumvents the ban by the FDA. Now, Bill Gates, we already know, is an evil man, and he is backing a new coating on fruits and vegetables designed to double shelf life and give the appearance of freshness. It is called Appeel, A-P-E-E-L. If you see Appeel stickers on them, then you automatically should know they're covered in an invisible, tasteless, odorless coating to make them look fresher than they are. The edible peel can't be washed off and is funded by Bill Gates. So what mysterious ingredients in this edible film are in this? Appeal's website boasts that the product has only one ingredient, mono and diglycerides. What are those? They're a byproduct of oil processing, including partially hydrogenated soy and canola oils, and contain small amounts of trans fats. Trans fats are linked to heart disease and diabetes. The FDA regulation applied only to trans fatty acids in the form of triglycerides, not mono or diglycerides, that little loophole. Because they're used as emulsifiers or things that bind water and oil. Instead of as the fat source in the food, these trans fatty acids do not have to be labeled. Isn't that special? Products that include less than a gram of trans fats per serving can be labeled zero trans fats. But the trick that these big corporations utilize is they put the serving size very small. Let's just say one Ritz cracker is a serving size. How many people are going to eat just one Ritz cracker? People will eat dozens of them, and they're taking in all of these trans fats. During the manufacturing process, monoglyceride and diglyceride mixtures can also become contaminated with very small quantities of toxins such as lead, nickel, ash, cadmium, mercury, arsenic. These fruits and veggies with the appeal label may not even be fresh. They are preserved because they're sealed so they can't breathe and lose moisture as nature intended them to do. So this allows these corporations to ship these fruits and vegetables around the world, spending weeks in transportation and storage, and there is no visible indication of how long ago these items were plucked from the vine. Avocados, citrus fruits, apples, plastic-free English cucumbers coated in appeal are already being sold in America. Very soon, dozens of fruits and veggies, like asparagus, will be coated in it. You need to look carefully and see if you see the appeal logo on there. And it's not always obvious. But don't think that you're safe just because you bought organic. Appeal has USDA organic certified formulations of their mono and diglycerides too. So even organic foods have this film over them. So why are they doing this? Depopulation? What about those people who don't go along with the corporate greed plan? There is an Amish farmer in Lancaster County up in Pennsylvania who just had his farm raided because of supposed violations of state food safety codes. Now, Mr. Miller has been involved in a dispute for a very long time with state and federal government over his food and meat inspection and health safety guidelines, or lack thereof, according to the government. After the raid, Kentucky Republican Congressman Thomas Massey blasted the officials in a social media post on X, or Twitter, quote, "With all of the problems in society today, this is what the government wants to focus on? A man growing food for informed customers without participating in the industrial meat-milk complex? It's shameful that it's come to this." Now, Massey continues to craft legislation to allow farmers to sell farm products directly to consumers without being regulated by state and federal officials. Mr. Miller cites his Amish religion and his right to the freedom of religion under the Constitution. His attorney, Robert Barnes, issued a statement, quote, "Today, the Department of Agriculture of the state of Pennsylvania suddenly came without notice, raided Amos's farm, and detained everything Amos had in the farm's freezer. They did so in a lawless manner, without appropriate authority, in violation of their own rules and regulations, despite never objecting to the prior resolutions reached with the federal government, and despite a complete failure by the state to even reach out to Amos's known counsel." Why are they targeting Mr. Miller? Because his chemical-free organic foods are dangerous, according to these officials. But if they were, wouldn't you think that he wouldn't have any customers left? Think about that. After all of these years selling his product, why hasn't everybody left him? He has a private buying club. Customers have to join, and they know that this is an alternative to commercial food products. It's healthier. His website clarifies that all of his farm's food products, which include items such as milk, eggs, meat, and cheese, quote, are only available to members who belong to our private association and are not available to the public. But he's not participating in the global depopulation agenda, so he's not allowed to sell his product. Consumer Reports is even in on this. They have called on Hershey to step up efforts to reduce the levels of toxic heavy metals from its chocolate products. They conducted tests of cocoa powder that's popular for hot chocolate and holiday baking, and they found concerning levels of lead. Hershey's milk chocolate had the highest levels of lead in Consumer Reports tests. And last year, Consumer Reports found that a number of Hershey's dark chocolate bars had some of the highest levels of lead or cadmium of all brands tested. They tested 48 different products in 7 categories: cocoa powder, chocolate chips, milk chocolate bars, and mixes for brownies, chocolate cake, and hot chocolate. They also added a few dark chocolate bars to its test. Products came from big name brands like Hershey's, Nestle, and Ghirardelli. In chocolate products, the lead and cadmium are concentrated in the cocoa, the ingredient that gives chocolate its distinctive flavor. Dark chocolates tend to have higher levels of cocoa, and they also have higher levels of heavy metals. Milk chocolate has lower. But every product Consumer Reports tested had detectable amounts of lead and cadmium. 16 of the 48 products had amounts above Consumer Reports levels for concern of at least one of the heavy metals. In some cases, twice the limit. Now, exposure to heavy metals is the greatest concern for children and during pregnancy because they can damage the brain and nervous system, causing developmental delays, learning and behavior problems, and more. Adults can also experience immune system suppression, reproductive issues, kidney damage, and hypertension. Heavy metals in our food. What can you do about it? If you have a smart device, my wife uses 2 apps on her phone when she goes to the grocery store. It's Yuka, Y-U-K-A. Yuka is free, and it allows you to scan the barcodes of food and personal care products and instantly see their impact on your health. Personal care products, too. Shampoo, body wash, deodorants, things that you use every day, and they're impacting your health. There will be a rating and detailed information to help you understand the analysis of each product. When a product has a negative impact on your health, Yuka will recommend similar but healthier alternative products. Now, Trash Panda is also a free food scanner app that makes understanding ingredient labels easy. Find your good while grocery shopping just by scanning a barcode to see if there are any potential harmful ingredients. If you're looking for gluten-free, dairy-free, low-sugar, organic, plant-based, vegan or vegetarian, keto or Whole 30, Trash Panda will decode ingredient labels for you. It helps identify potentially sketchy ingredients so you can find good stuff for you and your family. You scan as many products as you like for free. It's super easy. You just scan the barcode to see the list of potentially harmful, questionable, or added sugar ingredients. My wife uses both when she goes to our local grocery store. We're trying to be proactive, and I wanted to tell you about these free apps for your smartphone so that you can protect yourself and your family. I want to thank you for tuning in and giving me an hour of your time. I greatly appreciate it. And as always, I pray you will tune in again next week at this same time. Tune in and discover the power of prophecy.